Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, Brooks? How you doing?
All right. How you doing? How you doing, man? Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
A little difficulty, but we all right, man. Welcome to the show. Man, been a big week this week for me. A friend of mine, Richard Miles, had a meeting with the NFL up in New York about minor league football.
What?
And we've got about 30 teams, I think, they're supposed to meet Monday. Got some millionaires and some people with some money. They want some teams all over the country.
Wow.
And he wants myself, you know, a few of my friends, Donald Williams, your boy Omar. He got some NFL ball players behind him. Want me to be a scout.
Wow.
You know, maybe traveling and scouting players for the minor league system. So it's in the works, man. You know, he's come a long way. He got a lot of people backing him. He got Nick Barnett, used to be linebacker with Green Bay, and the guy, I forgot his name, Wilson. He's first round draft choice with the Redskins. And two more NFL players got boy slipped my name. He played corner for the Redskins. I forgot his name. Man, I'm getting old. He's on TV a lot. He's supposed to be part of the group. So, you know, I want to say congratulations to him.
He played corner.
He's a movement. Yeah, he played corner. He played opposite of Sean Springs, the boy with the southern accent. I can't think of his name right there. But he's part of it, too. So I want to wish him all the luck in the world. And he wants me to scout players for the minor league system because the NFL is the only major sport that don't have a minor league. Baseball has it. Hockey has it. You know, there's NBA has the D-League basketball.
Yeah, who are you talking about? Mason Forster?
No, he played with the Redskins. He played corner at one time. He don't play with them anymore.
Kendall Fuller?
No, man, he doesn't play with the Redskins now. He used to play with them. You wouldn't guess his name anyway, probably. But as the show go on, I probably think of it.
I felt like I should have known that.
Then he went to Minnesota for a while. But we got my man, Muhammad Abdul Rahim, coming on. My main man, good friend of mine, coaching friendship. Azar, his brother, is the defensive back coach for Maryland. He also coached at University of Alabama. He was the head coach at Friendship Collegiate, won some championships. I was coaching there for 2-3 years. They won the city championship. They won it all this year. He had a great defense. They didn't give up a lot of points. He is the new head coach at Ballou High School. Played at the University of Kansas, same place that his father played. Coach at Gonzaga, coach defensive backs at Gonzaga, coach at Friendship, then Gonzaga, back to Friendship, and now he's the new head coach at Ballou. Then we got my man, we had him 2 weeks ago, the great Kermit Washington. Washington, D.C., my main man, the enforcer, 6'8", 240, bringing it down to NBA. Played 10 years in the NBA. He's going to talk about the NBA, so we're going to ask questions. What do you think about certain players? Mark, have you got any players you want to throw out there? What do you think about them? But he knows the game. He's a student of the game out of Washington, D.C.
I know that.
We should have a good show, man. We should have a great show.
Be great.
So in a few minutes, I think he'll be calling in a minute. Muhammad, yes. That's my man. You know, I love him, man. We all family. You know, we all family. So that's great. And I grew up with Kermit. And the brother and I, we used to work out together in football. We played with the St. Louis Cardinals, right? So Man, what can I say?
Right.
So what about your team, Washington Redskins? What you going to do about Kirk Cousins? Bach, they told me the Washington Redskins called me, and they said they tried to call you to find out what you're going to do about Kirk Cousins, so you wouldn't even return a phone call. What's going on with you, man?
Man, I'm stalling just like he stalled.
What'd you say?
I said I'm stalling just like he stalled.
Yeah, well, he stalled. Man, he's trying to get paid. You know, people kill me. You know what they say? Why he trying to
what
ask all
say?
That money? Well, what would you do if you was coaching? Say, I mean, if you was playing, what would you say? Well, don't give me a whole lot. Don't give me what everybody else is making. Just give me a little less.
Oh, my.
What is he supposed to ask for? The going rate for a good NFL quarterback, not a great. A good NFL quarterback is $120 million for like a 3-4 year contract.
Exactly.
$75 million guaranteed. I mean, he shouldn't ask for that. What are you supposed to do? Because guess what? If he go on the market today, guess what? You know, teams, they overpay. If he went on the market today, he get $130 million. With probably $90 million guaranteed. You know, Brock Osweiler that went to Houston, played 4 or 5, 6 games with Denver, did pretty good, and got paid. Do you think somebody going to come along and make less than him? And he stunk the joint down in Houston. You think about it. It's just like a job, you know, just like L.A. Fitness. You want to get paid what the going rate is.
Exactly. And
if people look at it, $120 million, $80 million, they look, that's a whole lot of money. That's nothing. The NFL, the rosters, you know, the money rosters is going up to about $180 million. For this season coming up. So it ain't like, you know, people look at $120 million, a lot of people think, man, that's a lot of money. Man, you're talking about a multi-billion dollar business with the NFL. That's nothing. He is getting paid what the going rate of quarterbacks. Then guess what? Are all the quarterbacks getting overpaid? If you ask me or ask somebody else, they might say yes, they might say no, but it is what it is. It's the NFL, and that's what the owners want to pay quarterbacks. So what can you say?
Absolutely. Then you know, that's how it goes. And especially while you have right now, you're supposed to take full advantage of the
right.
You'll be
you're
a
right.
fool not.
You're right. Rock, you break it up a little bit, baby. You break it up. You sound like a robot. You break it up a little bit. It's just big business, man. That's what it is. That's what Nino said. He says big business.
Oh, man.
So waiting for Muhammad to come on the show. And I got a lot to ask him. I can hear you now. But
okay.
You're still breaking up a little bit.
All right, let's see here. What do you think about Kevin Durant? Well, go ahead. Here's your guest right here. Talk to him.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. But I want to introduce everybody to my man, Muhammad Abdul-Rahim, one of the smartest football players I've been around. Been knowing him for a long time. Man, he got a lot of passion, man. He got a lot of fire, too. Talk a lot of trash. But he know the game. And coached at Gonzaga. He coached at Friendship. He coached at Friendship, then Gonzaga, back at Friendship. And now he's the head coach at Baloo. And he really deserves it. He's one of the smartest. We had him on the show. And I said he's one of the best defensive back coaches, that I ever been around, and I've been knowing him ever since he was a young guy. Him and his brother that coached at Maryland, and his father, even his mother knows more football than most people I know. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Glad to be on.
Yeah, my man, man. Hey, look, don't come on the show and get all humble.
Man,
you be safe, Muhammad.
behind the curtains, man. I'm very humble, man. I'm a very humble man.
Oh, man, don't play that with me. Hey, look, man, Congratulations. You got the job, man. Got a nice write up too.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Just the time, I think the time was right for me to take advantage of the opportunity. It was a couple of head coaching jobs opening up, so I just decided to throw my name in the hat, see what happens. Man, God bless to become the new head coach of Blue. We're grinding now. We're working out. I'm trying to mold that program into a top programmer in the area. You know.
Yeah, well, before we get into that, I mean, they wasn't bad last year, but I think, you know, it's not like you start from scratch. So I think, man, looking at last year and with your input, and I know you're going to have some good coaches because you ain't having no garbage around you. I know that. So
yeah.
you're going to upgrade the program. I already know that. You know, I don't bet on stuff, but I bet on that. But look, tell us a little bit. You know, most people know you and stuff. You've known all over. But tell us a little bit about your background, where you played football at in college, and just talk about that for a minute before we get into the blue. And talk about friendship. And let's get into the blue thing.
I'm a Washingtonian native. Man. I grew up around Lake Heights, Washington, D.C. I played high school ball at Dunbar High School. I was blessed to receive a full scholarship to play at University of Kansas, where I played at University of Kansas, got my degree. Came back here, started helping my brother out. He started the program at Friendship, came back here, immediately started to help my brother out, and here we are.
Man, that's amazing. Hey, man. Hey, man. You know what? Right there means a whole lot right there, right? And you grew up in a football family. Talk about your family.
I was blessed to have a father in my life, man. We played football, you know, been around football for a long period of time. And we didn't listen to regular radio channels. We listened to sports talk channels growing up, man. We did drills 6 o'clock in the morning growing up, Charlie Miller. And, man, it was a blessing just to have my father. He's still in my life, but he had my father around as far as football. Teaching football, teaching technique, teaching fundamentals, teaching being disciplined, accountable, all those lessons I got as an early young man. Just took it in my life, man, and just keep persevering with my own life, with my own football career.
Yeah.
God been blessed.
Yeah, you had a brother. Brother played for John Carroll, played for Sam Tilden. He played for Maryland.
I'm one of eight. So it's six boys and two girls. So we all the boys played football. But one of my older brothers played at Carroll. Had another brother played at Dunbar, who's the defensive back coach at Maryland. And so you know, out of all the brothers, I only had one brother play offense. So everybody else was a DB. So that's who we know.
That's our home
is defensive back.
Yeah, you know what? Your father told me to say, I looked at my son, he wasn't built for a defensive back, so he played wide receiver. But man, that's amazing. Everybody's a DB. Okay, tell us about Friendship this year, man. And y'all won the championship. You know, you won the championship, you weathered the storm, you played Woodson the first time you played them, it was hot out there, it must have been 100 degrees. And the offensive, defensive line, I think, controlled the game. You won that. It was a lot of penalties. I don't criticize referees, but, those many penalties. I don't think nobody's that bad of a coach you have those many penalties.
Bad,
good
year this year. Defensively, I think we probably had one of the best defenses in the area. I will put my money on that. You were,
in my opinion.
We had a lot of shutouts this year, you know. We did a lot of good things this year on defense and overall the team at Friendship. You know, a lot of kids bought in to what we were trying to install as coaches, and you know, we really maxed out those kids and got the best out there. Man. So and it showed through our play, eventually winning the championship, beat Wilson for the second time, 13-0 in the championship.
Yeah, well,
very proud of it.
Yeah, let me say this. One thing about that is, you know, your brother left. You know, the team was on the top of the world. Your brother left, and then Mike Hunter took over. and things kind of went down a minute. But you know what I always say, when you run a program and you establish yourself, you might come down for a minute, but you'll come right back up. And
definitely.
Yeah, and so having good people around you and whatever, and the schedule that you played, I can say this because I know you're going to be humble. If the schools in D.C. public schools, I mean, D.C. public schools or the schools, charter schools in this town played the schedule you played, they'd get murdered. I can tell you that now because I coached for a little while with you, and I've been on the road, and I've seen the teams you play. So when you come home and play teams here, it's not like, oh, I know I can beat these people, but you battle test. That's a true statement. You battle tested because you've been up on the road, man. And that road is something else. Just like when I coached the Bulls, on that road is a different ball game. I don't care who it is. It might be a lesser team. But one thing about it is y'all weathered that storm. And last year it was getting a little better. You know, I know you was at Gonzaga for a minute. And that's a great program there. So you always been associated with great programs, even when you were in high school. So, man, you got a pedigree right there. That's something to look at, man. That's something to be proud of, too.
I think being on the road helps us as far as, you know, I mean, a lot of these kids, for one, a lot of these kids don't even get out of D.C. For two,
that's
a lot of these
right.
kids just think D.C. is the only football it's some good teams out here that's nationally ranked. We play some nationally ranked teams. Some good teams out here that humble us as a friendship, you know. They very humble us. When we think as coaches, we do on top of our game. You go out of town, you know, and play some tough teams, and it's very humbling. So it makes us better coaches. It makes players better players. And when we come back here to D.C., we had an attitude like we're supposed to win because that's just how it is. We're
right.
supposed to win. That's our attitude. We're not supposed to lose
yep.
in D.C. And we put, it's not just the talk. It's our preparations, you know, our off-season workouts, and we prepare to win. That's what I try to do
right.
all work. And my kids, man, you deserve to win because you put the work for, you know.
And you know, you run, I've always said friendship run their high school program like a college program. You know, every year you got guys, every year them seniors are going to school. And you know what? Sometimes people come back home. But a lot of them guys, mm-hmm. you know, this is one school where a lot of people don't come back home because you prepare them for college life. Because a lot of people leave high school and they're supposed to start. And if they don't start, they come home and say, well, the coach don't like me.
Yeah.
But
you know,
how many people? Okay, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
We try to, our motto is we're going to send you to college, but we're not going to college to be one of the guys. We're going to college to play. We're going to college to be successful on the field, off the field, academically, no matter what we come to college to play. When we was in high school, a lot of programs wasn't programming like as far as the weightlifting, as far as the off-season workouts. It really was just during the season we did our thing, and then that was it. You know, so when my brother and I went to college, we seen – that, you know, a lot of kids were coming into college, they was well prepared. Their body was looking good, you know. They was ahead of the game as far as this preparation. So, you know, we wanted to take that college atmosphere back to high school and see what that worked out, you know. So, but just being able to go to college and see these different programs, see how different programs are ran, you know, that, I think that helped out a lot. Just bringing that back to the city, I think that helped the kids out a lot.
Before we get into Blue, how many players you had this year that got scholarships or offers to college?
This year we had 23 kids that get received full scholarships to college this year.
That's a half a football team.
Yeah, man. All I've seen is got a scholarship. You know, we're very proud about that. You know, that's what we take pride in. It's not about
bigger
than football.
I want people to think about that.
Life-changing.
Yeah, I want people to think about that for a minute. All your seniors got scholarships. Every school can't say every senior got a scholarship. First of all, you got to have some grades, right?
Right.
It's not about D1 or D2. It's about getting in school. And that's
right.
amazing right there. And it seems like that's every year, too. That's not a thing where, oh, it was a big thing this year. I know from being there, every year everybody's going to school. And that says a lot about the program and academics, because I know you're very hard on academics. I've seen that. Hey, man, you go to study hard. You do this, you do that. You know, I've seen it. Y'all deaf on those books, you know.
I think this year our team GPA was 3.05. So, you know, we really take pride in having our kids, you know, being academically sound as well as, you know, athletics. But, you know, athletics is a tool to, you know, right now. I don't remember when I played football, but I paid my bills off my degree. So that's what I preach kids, you know.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize, when you got guys with 3.5 or whatever, you know, football ain't for dummies either. When you got smart football players, some of them might not be as talented, but you got smart football players, and they up and down that roster, you got some guys that got the books, and they're pretty intelligent. That means a lot on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were blessed to have different resources, different kind of coaches. You know, we pick up different schemes and stuff. So we have schemes where you actually have to, you're thinking while you're playing, you know, as far as defensively. You know, as they do this route, we have to do this. They do this route. So it's like you have to be able to think. You have to be able to think to be a first football player, especially on defense.
Well, it was an honor for me to coach with Friendship, man. You know, them 2-3 years, man, it was an honor, man. I had a lot of fun because I'm up in age and I didn't really want to coach anymore. And Azar told me, but, man, I was really impressed with everybody. And the players, you know what? You know, I know a lot of people say, I don't want to coach high school ball because the players now, they're so disrespectful. Hey, man, I never got disrespected. And I'm an old guy. So you know how they look at old, oh, that's an old dude. But if they did, they might have did it by my back, but I never got disrespected. And that's the thing I love about Friendship.
Yeah,
it was
high character place, man. It was, you know, I'm gonna miss that place. Very high character, good kids, love them guys.
Okay, let's talk about Baloo. Now, when did you know you had the job?
Probably the end of January, beginning of February, first week of February.
Okay.
I think that's what it was.
Did you apply for the Dunbar job?
I did. I applied for the Dunbar job and I applied for the Blue job. It was me and another candidate who is the head coach now for the Dunbar job, and I didn't make the cut. So I looked at it was experience getting interviewed, and I tried to apply for the Blue job.
Yeah, the guy Bink, man. You know, I like the way he ran his offense up Wilson. You know, I don't know him personally. He said he know me. We talk. But I think he's a pretty good coach from what I've seen. Oh, when you got the job, when they called you and told you had the job, let me ask you a question. When you apply for Blue, in your mind, I know you got to think positive. You're a football coach. In your mind, when you apply for Blue, what did you think your chances were of getting that job? Because, you know, as you know, there's a lot of politics going on, but you do have a name.
But I thought, you know, actually I thought I was going to get the Blue job, honestly, because, you know, being going through the interview, really when I applied for the Dunbar job, that was my first time applying for a head coaching job, even going through that process of interviewing. And so I got a lot of experience from doing that. So when I applied for the Blue job, I was better. I was kind of sharper. My interview went well, you know. So I had a good idea I was going to get the Blue job.
Okay, are you going to be working at the school?
Yeah, I'm in the process right now of getting me in the school. It's going to take a couple of weeks, but, I'm definitely going to be that has a lot of value to what I'm trying to do. So
it sure does.
That's a priority on my list, so that they're in the process of trying to work things out so I can get in the building. It's definitely needed.
You're right. I talked to a lot of people. Everybody's excited. But, of course, you're going to have player haters because, you know, this is D.C., But like I always say, I love being the bad guy in every movie I've been in. So sometimes you're going to be the bad guy. But one thing about it, you're going to really upgrade the program. Have you got your coaching staff together? Have you talked to some of the players or what?
Well, I've been since I've been on, I've been over there every day. My staff was probably about 80% done. You know, so
that's great.
We already installed our off-season workout program. We've been doing that for the last 3 weeks. So, I mean, I came in and we got the ball moving. So,
the word is you got my man Rogers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely.
That's my man. I love Rogers. That's my dog, boy.
Same passion, same drive. You know, a lot of kids and just. He wants to be successful as a coach. Great coach, great guy, man. Great communicator, man. Definitely, that is my first choice that I had on my staff. I mean, my first phone call I made was Coach Rob.
Yeah, because he was coaching at Keller Miller. Because I went by there and talked to him several times. And did you get any more coaches from around? Well, I don't want to put Friendship on the spot, but what other coaches did?
I got Coach Mike Durant. He used to coach at Friendship. Coach Chris Goodwin. He used to coach at Friendship. I got a couple of young coaches that coach at Friendship. But you know, I like the youngins. You know, they put that extra spot. You know, it's needed.
Kind of crazy. Are you talking about former players?
I got a former player from Friendship, Gerard.
Okay.
The only coach I kept from Blue Staff was a young coach named Coach Terry. It was Terry Bennett. You know, I got a lot of energy. He works in the building already. You know.
Okay.
Good guy, man. Got a great relationship with the kids. So, you know, I wanted to keep him over. So.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you have a lot of players coming back from last year from Blue? I mean, they play
Yeah, majority of the whole team coming back. I think they only had about 6 or 7 seniors, probably 8 at the most. So
they made the playoffs too.
Talent. That area is rich with kids, man. They just need that leadership. They need that right mentor to push them in the right direction. So, you know, I think that's my job. So,
is that quarterback still? Because I don't know him, but I saw him. I like what I saw. Is he back, the quarterback?
They had 2 quarterbacks. One, the number one is back, yes. The other quarterback, the light-skinned brother, I forgot his name because he's a senior, so he's gone. But the number one, he played majority of the games last year. He's back, so he's working. He's training. You know, doing private little workouts, getting better. You know, we got work to do. I'm so overwhelmed with work, so I can't even focus on my accomplishment yet. I'm just so... I know
what type of person you are. You just don't get the job and say, I think I'm cute. I know you, man. I know you. Let me ask you a question. You know my passion is the linemen.
Right, right.
Do you have some big boys or are a lot of your big boys coming back or what?
Man, that school's filled with big boys, man. We got a good group of core of linemen, man, and they bust their butt and they work hard. And so I'm very happy about what I got. We got a couple of linemen that's from trying to go to some camps and stuff, put them in front of a lot of coaches because they got potential to play some Division I football.
Man. Boy, that's amazing. And you say you started the program already?
Yes, sir. We 3 weeks in as far as our weightlifting and training program. So we don't have a day to waste.
What kind of attendance you got? I shouldn't ask that question, but I'm going to ask that for everybody else, you know, because people want to know. I already know what the answer is, and I never even asked you that.
Right now we have about 35, 38 kids that come consistently working out.
Okay.
So, man, I don't know if anybody went over Blue as far as saying the facilities, man. I think it's top-of-the-line facility. They got the best facilities in the city by far, so I'm blessed with that end. Especially coming from Friendship, how we used to grind with basically nothing. Now I have everything. Like it's a blessing, man. It's really, I'm very happy about that.
The weight room, how's the weight room? Weight room nice too?
The weight room is top of the line. It's like 4 Friendship weight rooms, man. They got all like probably about 8 racks, 9 racks. They got treadmills, they got dumbbells. It's long. It's a beautiful place, man. The whole floor is padded. So we can do our clean, our explosive lifts and stuff like that. Looks onto the gym. One side looks onto the gym. One side looks onto the field. You know, the gym has got a track over top of the gym. Run inside.
Because I haven't been over there since they built. Blue. I mean, I've been around the city, but I haven't been over there. But I've seen pictures of it. It's
state of the art.
Yeah,
I'm coming.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, I'm kind of antiquated. I believe that. But
yeah, man.
Let me ask you: have you got your schedule and stuff yet? I mean, you know what your schedule of team that you playing or whatever.
I'm currently putting my schedule together this week or last week. Whatever. I'm not finished yet though. But I'm trying to. I got a couple teams that's calling me about some games. So, you know, I don't want to be all top heavy as far as the schedule. So,
yeah, you got it. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to crawl before you walk. You're trying to get things together. Yeah, that's great, man. That's great.
And like I tell the kids, man, enjoy this process, man, because you'll appreciate it when the success comes. But it ain't going to come because you want it. You got to come because you got to put this work in.
You know the good thing about you, you know, I don't down other coaches, but the good thing about you, you know a lot of college coaches, and like your brother is a defensive back coach from Maryland, and you know a lot of college coaches, you know your father knows a lot of people in the pros or whatever, so I'm saying, you know, a lot of people, they need to realize that if they come to school and do what they're supposed to, you can get them in school. And that's not taking something from any other coach. But, I mean, you do know a lot of people. You've been around and you do know a lot of people. And you can send people to school. You know most of the coaches in this country. So that's the good thing. You know, and the only thing they need to do is just show up and play. Plus, you got a lot of fans out there, too. You know, Blue got that big fan base.
Yeah, I know that. They hire that fan. And plus, Malou got a nice staff, you know, administrators, everybody, you know, down, everybody's sports oriented, you know, everybody's ready for the.
You need that.
Also,
you need you got principals that don't really care anything about sports. You'd be between a rock and a hard place. Because a lot of schools, they hire people, man, you know, they hire people that's really never been involved in athletics. It's all about academics. But as we know, football has saved a lot of people's lives.
Right.
You know.
And what I'm doing over below, we're going to change that building as far as the attitude, as far as the mold of that building because of us. You know, a football player, you know, a lot of kids look up to football players in the building. So we're going to give them something to look up to, all positive, you know, as far as changing that building around, as far as the attitude, as far as, you know, just that culture, you know. So
that's my job. People don't realize what some people realize. At one time, you know, friendship, they're academics, man, and youngers running the halls, doing all kind of stuff. Things got better and better. And now that's top of the line, too, for our academics. So the football team changed the culture. It can do it. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And one thing about it is, them guys from Southeast, you know, I'm straight up Northwest, and I love them. But them guys from Southeast, man, one thing about them guys, they hard nosed football players. You know, they hard nosed.
You know, I went in that building, man. It changed my perception of Baloo, you know, because I went when I first the first day and through right now, all I'm getting is yes sir, yes coach, yes sir, yes sir, and I appreciate that. Kids, man, they just need their leadership. That's all, you know.
That's right. Yes sir, no sir, yeah. Hey, let me tell you, that's one reason why I coached friendship. I coached at Winston 1 year, and everybody the years I coached at friendship. In the years I coached it at Woodson, everybody, a lot of guys my age say, man, you got to be crazy. I wouldn't coach them back because the kids disrespectful. And guess what? A lot of people believe that, but it depends on the program. It depends on the school. Everybody's not like that.
Right.
And when you come in and say, yes, sir, but you got to understand, too, Mom, when they walked in the building, they knew who you were. It wasn't like you were from Baltimore somewhere. These people know you were. Yeah, a lot of them. And I know a lot of them knew who you were. I mean, from friendship and winning, you know. And a lot of people will look at it and say, dang, man, we got a big boy in here. That's what you got to look at it. You got a big boy and you got a guy from friendship. A top flight school, top flight program. So when you come in there, they already see that. And I know that the ones that never talk to you say, man, that guy don't play. And I know that for a fact.
My style is, you know me, bro. My style is, you know, I like to have fun with the kids, but at the same time, when it's time to work, it's time to work. You know, I'm going to hold you accountable. You know, it's discipline involved because I believe a lot of these things in D.C., we lose games to these out-of-town schools or to these Catholic schools because execution, because discipline, because we beat ourselves. So I'm trying to install all those things, you know, right now within my off-season program. So make it a little easier, you know, when the footballs come out. But discipline and being accountable.
What? I'm glad you said that, man. I don't want to get off the stuff, but I'm glad you said that. I get a habit of getting arguing with people about football. But let me tell you something about the NFL. They talk about, oh, the coach, that's a terrible play. They should have called it. They should call it. I said, let me tell you something. 60, 70% of those plays, it ain't about what the coach called. It's about execution. Yep. And that's what you said. It's about execution. If you don't execute, then the play looks like it's the coach don't know what he's doing. Them some of the smartest coaches in the world when you get on that level. So it's about execution. I'm glad you said that. Execution.
Yeah, man. I remember when I was coaching that Ridge Road for 1 year, helping my son out. We had 5 offensive plays. 5. But everybody know who to block on all 5 of them. You know, we executed well. I ended up winning the championship, you know. So it's all about executing, being disciplined as a player, man. You know?
Yeah, I coach up number 6, 95 pounds, 70, and we won the championship. I only had a few plays. You know, you don't need a whole lot of plays. Yeah, you know, because at that age, they need to learn how to play the game. The last thing they need is a whole lot of plays.
Right.
You know, double reverses and all that. Now, have you decided what kind of offense you're going to run, or you're going to leave that up to the coaches and the talent that you have?
Well, I've been watching a lot of film. You know, I've been watching a lot of film on the last year. So I kind of know what I'm dealing with. But at the same time, I let Coach Rogers, my offense coordinator, you know, I'm definitely going to have my input on what he's doing, but I'm kind of letting him do his thing. But, you know, we want to run to pass. That's for sure. We're going to run that ball to pass. So,
you understand
where I'm coming from. We got some good big linemen that know how to fire off that ball, so we're going to try to be downhill first.
I remember your father and I, we used to talk on the phone all the time, and every time we talk about coaches, we always talk about Rogers. Man, Rogers,
right.
I got so much respect for him, man. He got a good demeanor. He's smart, and he was a great football player himself, right? At Richmond.
Yeah,
but
he played at Richmond. He played running back at the University of Richmond.
That's right. He was number the truth. And just because you play football on me, you can coach. But let me tell you something.
Right.
I have a lot of respect for him, and he got him as offensive coordinator. You know, your father and I used to talk. We used to say, you know something, Rogers need to be an offensive coordinator. We used to sit on the phone and talk about Rogers. And when somebody told me you got him, because I used to go down to Kelly Miller and talk to him, you know. Of course, middle school didn't have the same kind of talent. But I used to talk to him, and we always used to talk, right? I always been close with him when I was coaching up friendship. What about your JV? You going to try to get a JV together? Did they have a JV last year?
Yeah, they had a JV last year. We're going to have a JV this year. So I haven't figured out, you know, about who's playing and all that. Right now, we ain't need to put a football on the field. Right now, we just got to train their brain. I'm training their body. So, you know, that's the process before I even think
of it. And they're great.
So I'm setting up tutoring programs. You know, I got a behavioral progress report. You know, I got a lot going on, you know, that – I'm demanding for these kids, man, to be successful. So just getting everybody to buy in, you know, getting everybody to be accountable. And just, we're going to be successful because I have no option. You know, I'm a competitor. I want to be great.
Yeah.
I don't want to be average. So use my resources to be great. So my coach
yeah.
and go from
Plus you got people around you, man. You get advice from them. You're like your brother, man. Your brother.
Yeah,
was head coach.
I was up
you got resources.
So I talked to DJ Durkin. I talked to the Bell, the OC. You know, I have meetings with those. I have my staff go up there and meet with them just to talk, learn football. So it's a blessing, man, to have these close resources. But we don't even have to go out of town, you know, to get learn from football. So
yeah, you know, I'm glad you said that. You know, you got a lot of people that run around and they coach youth football. They coach high school. Well, not so much now, but I've seen a lot of cases, people call themselves coach and won't go to a clinic. I remember they had a clinic at Friendship one time with the coach from Maryland at one time, and they had some other coaches there, and you got one or two people, high school coaches, show up, maybe because they didn't like Friendship or whatever. You know, Moses Ware came, but they don't realize that you got to go to clinics. Football is a job. You know, I tell people all the time, there's no job in the world where it's no training or a seminar involved in it. But so many people think that they can go out there and just coach football and don't need to go to clinics. All they need to do is watch TV and play PlayStation. That's the biggest misconception that a lot of people have. They think, hey, and you got women talking football, they think football is easy.
Yeah.
And they don't realize when that sideline is tension, man.
Well, I had conversations with people like Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher, and people like that. So once you have these conversations with these people who's football gurus, you really realize that you don't know anything. So it's an ongoing thing, man. You just, knowledge is out here. The knowledge is available. So you just got to go out there and want to get it. I'm not bashing no other coach, but at the same time, I'm going to use my resource. I'm definitely going to use my resource.
And I have something to realize. I told some people say, why you don't coach again? I said, first of all, I ain't been in no clinics or nothing like that. The terminology, a lot of stuff has changed, man. And don't go out there trying to fool yourself. I mean, guess what? Stuff changes all the time, even though it might be the same thing. But terminology, you can't go out there with terminology that you use and people looking at you like you're crazy. And you got to go to clinics, man. I don't care. You got to go to clinics. You got to take notes. I mean, it's a job. You know, it's a job. You're not football coach, you're a teacher. You know?
Right. But at the end of the day, you have kids who depend on you. You know, so it's like I look at them as my sons. You know, I got three boys of my own. So if a child depends on me, I'm not going to shortchange them with shooting from the hip knowledge. You know, I'm going to go out there and at least try my best to acquire the most knowledge I can get and let it trickle down to the city kids.
You still dealing with the Cover One? Are you still working young people out?
Yeah, we train at the Monster Maker at Sean's Gym Saturday and Sunday, Saturday at 8:30 and Sunday at 8 o'clock every weekend, man. Get it in.
Okay.
Really. DBs,
say that
I got
again
DBs
for everybody.
All over.
Say that again for everybody. Say it again for everybody because some people might have come and watch or whatever. They might want to get their kids involved. You know, you might have a lot of people that really want to go to Baloo. I know Mike Sharice, I was over his house, and you know he's over there at Johnson. You know, he always keeps some talent. So, you know,
okay.
He already told me, man, you know, I got to look out for my man, too, you know. So that's a guy that I respect a lot.
Yeah, so we train at the Monster Maker, Sean's Gym. It's in Marlow Heights. I train really mostly DB trainings. You know, we train Saturday morning, 8:30 to about 10 o'clock. Sunday morning, 8 o'clock to about 9:30. So good hard work, you know, high-intensity work. You know, not a lot of breaks. A lot of detailed training as far as hand placement, eye placement, foot placement. You know, it's very detailed, you know. It's like no other as far as top-of-the-line defensive back training. You're not going to get any better training. You know, I've developed a lot of kids in this area. A kid I train now, Jermaine Waller, he plays at Avalon. He's cornerback at Avalon. I just took after the training, I took him up Maryland with me, and they offered him on the spot. So, you know, training works.
Man.
That's
unbelievable. So, and you try to help kids all over, you know. And that's what it's about.
Definitely.
And you know what? I talk I talked to your father on the phone. He said, man, you know football. I talked to your father on the phone. So we talk about DBs. You know, I know a lot about offense because I've been around offense. I don't deal with defense. But he be talking about DBs. And just like you said, butt placement and stiff hips and all that. Man, sometimes I say, man, what you talking about? Because I'm through with that. I just watch it, right? But, man, I want to say to you, man, I appreciate it coming on the show. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you because you're just like family, man. Hey, man, I know you're going to do a good job. And your father say, hey, you got to go over there and support it. I said, man, you ain't got to tell me nothing like that. You know, I'm going to be over there and see the practice
through,
and stuff like that, man.
Come through and see the process, man. Because, you know, I tell these kids, man, it's about putting that work in. If you deserve it, you're going to get it. You know, so same with me.
Man, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. Thank you.
No
Thank
problem.
You so much,
man.
Yeah. We're going to have you back, man, during the season.
Okay. Will do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. That's my man, Muhammad Abdul Rahim, the new head coach at Ballou High School. You know, when I had the Metro Bulls back in 93, I had Terry Dixon. I had Torrey, my man Torrey, right? Dawkins. I had Muhammad, I had Azar, all of them was on the staff, like, you know, picking up the uniforms and whatever they were young kids in. And I was, and all them guys turned out to be head coaches in D.C. public schools and charter schools, man. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of being around them guys, man. All them good guys. I really appreciate Muhammad coming on the show. Next. We got my man Kermit Washington, Big Bad Kermit, the big enforcer, 6'8", 240, you know, drafted by the Lakers. I mean, he could bring it. Shot blocker, could score if he had to, rebounder. So the night is going to roll on. We got my man Kermit coming on next. Good show. So far, so good. Wait for our next guest. She'll be on shortly. We'll take a break and come right back.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
This is Hangman Brooks. Leave your name and number at the sound of the beep. And always remember, if you're nervous, join the church service.